Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chula.
John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillum from 1948. Put him in the show because, well, there was a lot of blues music happening at the Vancouver Folk Festival, including Steve Dawson, which you heard before him with Singing the Blues. Steve Dawson is a Canadian from Vancouver, living in Nashville and producing some of the best records coming out of there, as well as, well, coming out of Canada. He's produced music from Matt Anderson and so many more, and is an incredible music director. So, kudos to Steve. He helped put the Neil Young tribute together, and it was fabulous. Got to play that on the main stage on a Saturday night in Van City. Nadidio is on the show as well from the West Coast and has played the festival as well. I got to hang out with Nadidi in Canmore a couple years back, and here's a song called Call Me Queen on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a tune called Bangoru. It's a remix from the group Bab El Blues, and it's a New Orleans style kind of remix that the band from, well, they're a Moroccan French group, and now they've got that little nice twist in there too. Saw them at the festival and it was awesome. We also have music from Namgar. They are based in a little tiny village which borders Mongolia and the mountains of the Russian Republic in eastern Siberia. Really cool stuff. Namgar means white cloud, so you're going to hear them shortly. Also, Medicine Singers, they are an Algonquin powwow group. They've got a tune called Hawk Song coming up. Blue Moon Marquee, they won the Juno for Best Blues Artist of the Year a couple years ago. They're going to be on the show with Hound Dog on a Chain. They're from Wild Rose Country. and Ruthie Foster, a Grammy Award-winning soul singer and R&B blues singer who was at the festival. I did the gospel session with her and a few other people, and Rich Hope was on that session. We're going to play him later. Also on that particular stage was Meredith Moon, the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. We're going to play her as well. And right now, for your listening pleasure, this is Like Flowers. That's the song title. And this is Ruthie Foster on the Jukebox.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFrank.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFrank.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFrank on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFrank.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in for who knows what music I'll bring to you at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays. You'll hear On the Tracks with Jen LaFrank right here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio.
The clouds are blowing. His Bird Note. Gettysburg, Antietam, Monocacy. They each hold significance in American history as the sites of decisive battles in the Civil War. But these iconic battlefields have significance for birds, too, as detailed in this letter home from a grasshopper sparrow.
Dear Ma, the grasslands of my forebears are lost to time. Habitat loss has chipped away at our territories until it seems like there is nothing left. Our only refuge is in the historic National Battlefield Parks.
Okay, so birds aren't sending messages to their families from the front lines. But National Battlefield Parks are grassland habitats worth writing home about. Tall, grassy fields aren't typically considered beautiful, much less valuable to conserve. Battlefield parks are maintained as historic sites, with the side effect of preserving excellent habitat. Most of the parks are sites of Civil War battles in the eastern U.S., but there are four from the Revolutionary War and a handful of others as far off as Michigan and Montana. Today, rather than the roar of cannons, fields like Antietam are filled with the songs of blue grosbeaks, eastern meadowlarks, and, of course, grasshopper sparrows. For our grassland birds, these too are hallowed grounds.